This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Earlier on, we were talking about, you know, frustrations that people actually, you know, sometimes experience when visiting somebody who's actually, you know, living in a sectional title complex. Well, it's time to unravel that issue right now. We have Philip Schoeman.
Morning, Philip. You good?
Morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes.
So.
you want to take over? You want to do the show?
It's fine. So
you can do the show.
You don't challenge Philip like that. He's forever ready.
All right, on my feet.
All right, Philip. Let's just say I'm actually, you know, staying in a, you know, sectional title complex, right? Is it true that sometimes I have to pay extra levies for, you know, parking space? Does it work like, you know, parking at the airport though?
Okay, so firstly, it's important to classify as what is the parking bay registered as. So okay. It could either form part as of the title deed, meaning you purchased the unit or the parking bay, and it now your unit goes along with parking bay 1, 2, and 3 or something like that.
Okay.
So then it's registered, and then you can be charged the levy. Okay. Sometimes it can also be an exclusive use area. It's registered with the body corporate, but it's not your unit.
Mm.
In that scenario, they can also charge you a levy.
Okay? Oh.
Yes, because it's allocated.
Is that what it means sometimes when you find that, let's say you find that in a place there's the parking, that's just a shade, and then there's like a garage kind of parking, and you find some units only have the shade ones.
Yeah. So some units, sometimes the developer sets out 10 or in let's say there's 50 units, but they'll set out 10 extra garages. You can buy that garage and you can buy an extra bay. If you bought them, obviously it's yours. Nobody can park there. If it's an exclusive use area, again, it's registered with the body corporate, but not on your title deed. But they can still charge you a levy, but still nobody's allowed to park there. Then you've got common property. And it's important to remember that even if it's exclusive use area and it's allocated to your unit, that it's still registered as common property. It's still everyone's. Okay. But they can't park there because it's been allocated.
Common, really? Yeah. Wait. So, if I find, if it's yours and you are not there, so we can't apply Ubuntu in this case.
No. Okay, so if it's visitor parking or common property, then it's how the rules are written and how it's governed.
Okay.
And in some cases, this doesn't happen often, but it can be leased from the body corporate, which, again, makes it your exclusive use. So to answer your question, yes, they can charge in many instances levies, but it's not run like an airport commercial property operation.
Okay.
You know, and they don't charge per hour unless you're running an Airbnb.
Sure.
But no, in general sense, it's not charged per, you know, like an airport.
All right.
So in a case where you are having, if I have neighbors and they always have guests around and the guests end up overflowing into my bay or into, you know, in front of my garage where I need to park, like, how do you handle this? I mean, this is the source of many fights.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
So, default answer, no, you can't use the next door neighbor's property, even though he hasn't been there for 3 weeks, you know. Because you're not legally.
Okay.
So you might get away with it.
Yeah,
but it's not allowed.
But it's not allowed.
All right.
It's frowned upon, let's put it that way.
Okay.
And actually can be enforced. You can receive warnings. We'll get to that now.
Yeah.
So if your bay is taken, don't just take someone else's. Use the visitor's parking. In some cases, the body corporate might even say that owners or tenants are not allowed to use the visitor's parking because now...
Oh, where do visitors go?
Yeah, where do visitors go? And the other problem is some owners or tenants have four cars in a two-bedroom unit. That happens.
Especially, get a mansion.
Especially in South Africa and especially in Limpopo.
Oh, wow.
You know, the cars are what your image is, you know. So
yeah.
Nobody
yeah.
sees where you stay.
Mm.
Oh, Philip.
It's the truth. We see these things.
Okay,
so you can't just use the visitor's parking. If there's nowhere else to park, I would say contact the managing agent and ask them for advice. They can sometimes give you an approval or a consent in writing, and that means, you know, you can park there for a short certain period of
what
time.
What am I supposed to do? I think one of the next conversations we should have in the couple of weeks, we should look at in these kind of spaces, your sectional title complexes, if there's a funeral or a wedding, I mean, where are the cars supposed to go? We'll reserve this for future conversations. Think about it a bit, and then we'll talk about that one.
Because we love parties.
Yeah, we love parties, but sectional title schemes don't love parties.
man.
So then you said, what's the best course of action to how to handle it? Firstly, check what the rules say and make sure that you've got your ducks in a row. Mm-hmm. Then start building a record. Say, you know, on X date and at X time, you used my parking, you take photos, you even ask the security at the gate to keep some records for you. You build a bit of a record.
Oh, wow.
It's important because when your paper trail's clean, it makes negotiations and fights a lot easier. Mm. We don't have to fight. Mm. Let the email fight for me. And you do this once, and it's a friendly reminder not to, and then you stop negotiating. Then you escalate.
Sure.
To the managing agent. If the managing agent's not going to enforce this rule, then you can step up and contact your real estate agent who you're renting through, or C-Source directly, who is supposed to handle the community schemes. It's a community schemes ombud. Mm-hmm. Now, there's been a debate on whether C-Source has jurisdiction when it comes to parking, but there's also a lot of debate around it, and the general rule of thumb is that they do actually have a jurisdiction there. So escalation is the key. If this is not enforced properly, sometimes it can lead to a detriment in your value. There's always parking issues. Nobody wants to buy there, and that means your value is diminished. If there's always this problem with parking, you might find that tenants are reluctant to rent there. It's just a similar thing as pet friendly or not pet friendly.
Oh, yes.
We've had that discussion.
Yeah, we have. All right. Well, we'll leave it here, Philip. Thank you so much for great insights. That's broker and owner of Remax, Philip Schumann.
Thanks, guys.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.